Good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Medicare reform debate pitch. So in regards to Medicare and how it affects Australians, and all our GPs need to be at the table in this conversation. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Scott Willis, National President at the Australian Physiotherapy Association. Look, very passionate about the current Medicare reform debate that's going on, which is featuring GPs, general practitioners, very strongly. On the line, we have Scott. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well, and yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important yarn, Medicare reform debate pitch. Look, GPs front and centre regarding this conversation. Can you enlighten us, please, and about the yarn, Medicare reform debate?
Yeah, look, I think the government really needs to look at, ensuring that when someone needs to see a doctor or see a physiotherapist, they need to see the right person at the right time, at the right place. And, you know, at the moment, GPs are swamped. They haven't really had a significant investment into general practice over the last 10 to 15 years, and they're really struggling. And put that on top of that with COVID, the GPs are really struggling. So what we're saying at the Australian Physiotherapy Association is we're here to help. We need to look at not just increasing funding for general practitioners or GPs, but also the physiotherapists and other allied health services that can actually help GPs in delivering these services.
And so with the Medicare reform debate that's going on, making it hard for GPs to operate in the business sense?
Yeah, because they haven't had any increase in their Medicare levy, so GP actually bulk bills someone, the money that they are getting are pretty much the same as what they got 10 or 15 years ago, so they can't reinvest into their systems and processes. Like physiotherapists as well, we haven't had a significant increase for that time as well, so it's really, really hard to actually continue to bulk bill anyone, and a lot of GPs and physiotherapists are now starting not to bulk bill, so there's another barrier for people that can't afford the access to healthcare that they really need.
Scott, when you talk about a country, and a healthy country at that, that's what we're working towards. So any money is going towards this space is an investment, not an expense, you would think.
Yeah, and that's what universal healthcare is all about, minimising the barriers to access, like location, like costs, and the service that you really need at the right place at the right time. That's all about universal healthcare, and that's what we've been really, seeing over the last 10 to 15, 20 years under Medicare, but it's being stretched at the moment, and I think this is the time, the appetite, to actually start talking about really looking at Medicare and how it affects every individual Australian, but also the health spend as well, and it's time to look at other models rather than just what we've been doing over the last 20 years.
And when you're talking about costs, that's for both parties. I'm talking about the GPs as well as the patient, so to speak. Would you think that patients would deter going to see the doctor because of the bulk billing or because of the payment, Medicare?
Oh, definitely. And we're hearing stories like that now that, patients aren't going to the GP because, or the physiotherapist, because they can't afford it. It's going to add to the health system. It's going to, put extra burden on the health system down the track. So we want to try and prevent that from happening so that it doesn't become chronic, doesn't cost the health system and the patient more and more down the track. So, that preventative care and getting getting the system right, I think that's what we really need. That's what the Medicare Task Force is really set up to do now, is look at the framework, look at the solutions that we're all saying and how we can implement them now.
But also, we're still living with COVID-19, are we not? And all the medical industry, medical people in the industry are struggling to the max in regarding services.
Yeah, definitely. There's extra things that we've got to put in place to actually start providing the services that we've always have. So there's those extra barriers. We've got long COVID that's putting extra pressure on the hospital system, but also primary health care. We're starting to see some long COVID clinics starting to come out and be part of the normal health system as well, which is really, really important and really needed. Physiotherapists are really important in that space.
Yes. Well, exactly. And Scott, when you look at the Medicare reform debate that is going on, where is the conversation at? GPs talking to a health minister, a decision being made? Who's batting for the team, so to speak?
Yeah, the Medicare task force has been formed, and you know the GPs are very, very well represented on that task force. Physiotherapists and allied health has really got a little bit of a say in there, so we're calling on the minister to increase the amount of input that allied health and especially physiotherapists and psychologists that really have significant input into the health system and also the Medicare system and have got solutions ready and raring to you know, to roll out across the country.
So, Scott, do you see light at the end of the tunnel?
I think so. I think the appetite's there. The timing's right. We've got a government that is looking for, you know, for reform, and we can't keep doing the same thing because we will run out of money. We won't see what we're seeing now, I don't think. And I think this is the time to get everyone together, look for some really tangible solutions, move forward, fund it appropriately, reduce the barriers to access so that, you know, our mob can access the services that they need at the right time, at the right place, and by the right person.
Scott, I think I will run with the phrase, we are all in this together, are we not?
Oh, we are. We're all as one. That's what we need to think.
Exactly. Hey, nice conversation. Thank you very much for sharing. Good luck with all. Please keep in touch, and don't forget this vehicle we can use to promote the conversation, the debate, so to speak. So thank you, Scott.
No worries, Trevor. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Scott Willis, National President in the Australian Physiotherapy Association, and talking about the Medicare reform debate that's going on, and general practitioners are very strong in regard to voicing their concerns, and of course allied health workforce is right behind them in that space. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Sacred sign. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji girl. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji girl. Shadows when you go, your love blows out my soul and down, down into the earth. Come shine. Burn! brighten up the world. Cuckoo-yalangee, cuckoo-yalangee girl. Come shine,
shine your light,
your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo-yalangee, 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 cuckoo-yalangee girl. So beautiful, yes you are, like a star.
From the palm of our mother's hands. Mucham yinan bading Allah. Gari gari galing Allah. Gadan gadan gari gari. Gadan gadan gari gari. Gadan gadan gari gari. Najib Bumba. Gadan gadan gari gari. Gadan gadan gari gari. Gadan gadan gari gari. It is our dignity, it is our identity, our indigenous culture lives on.
Bimbe, Mucha, Gari Gari Gadan, Bulba.
Story of our people. They were taken away from their homeland. They were forced to be removed by the color of their skin. We are the stolen generation.
Booty booty dandy dandy gadan. Wow, gadi gadi.
Mucha, gadi gadi gadan. Bulba.
Big thank you to Bocconi's IGA, they're one of BBM's major sponsors. For all your grocery needs and the best local produce, head out to Bocconi's IGA. They're located at Brinsmead and Edmonton. Bocconi's IGA, they'll look after you.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
This my team, yeah. Hit around the mark. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. Ball up. Fire them and I fight the next team, yeah. Hit around the mark. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. Ball up. Fire them and I fight the next. Do this on the daily. To my lad Tigers, you McGrady. Can you remember that name? So hard, like I'm worried about my rain. Run hard all day. Robbie jump a feet up, Griffin Freeway. WAC. Ricky Wolf with the Rose Brothers. Then there's R.A.P. Nathan Merritt and Wizzy P. Then there's WLC. Uncle Mike. R.I.P. Willie G. Tablum's got Ray Bill. Mira Price got the trail. I'll always be proud, see. A.B. and Walk, the Yowie. And that's how it's done. Cody Walker, Bonjolan. Coming through with nothing but the hits. N.A.B. Briggs Brothers, Will Smith. Off to the try line, Jimmy Roberts, Bloodline, All Heart, No Quitters, Now O'Neill, Dennis Morin, Dean Witters, this my team, here to run a mock, ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us, give me the ball and I run the ball up, this my team, and I run the next team, here to run a mock, ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us, give me the ball and I run the ball up, this fight him and I fight the next team.
Give me the ball, I'ma run the ball up. Split them in half, kick back and watch me tear them apart. I'm the smallest man with the biggest odds. Something like Boy Huffy, Matty Bowen and Roy Byra. Coming at you, going back to back. Got the Southern Dingoes and I got Warriors with the side that's that. From number one to the bench, we got a mad pack. This our year to take out the All Blacks and beat the winners of the Koori Knockouts. So say what you want, try being your best. In the engine room, we got Joshy K, R.E.B., Kyle Whip, Dave Fafita, and Phil Dennis. Bala James, Billy Mack, putting on the mad shots. Whack, defense, tend to attack. Custo picks up the ball. Shows and go, backed up by Gaga, Selwyn Cobo. Baba boys backing up in support. It's hammer time, ya war. Off to the dry line to score. Yeah, ain't nobody stopping me. My name's Charlie, Jamal Fogarty. Then you got Wes Conlin, Percy. Bigger, Yaraba, Seahawks, Charlie Mega. You know we'll always be there. Expect a fair worry with Obi Gaia and Bobby Blitz. I wear my jersey with pride like I'm under salt now. About a 9-9.
This my team, here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight him and I fight the next team. This my team, here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. I did, man, I fought the next game.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, a petition asking Brisbane Council to fly Indigenous flags on Story Bridge gains hundreds of signatures, I believe in the thousands now. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Morningside Ward representative, Cara Cook, on the line. Cara, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Trevor. I'm really well, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important yarn. The people are speaking, and 2,000-odd people are speaking. And the petition asked from Brisbane Council to fly Indigenous flags on Story Bridge, and it's gaining a lot of support. So where are we at with it, and how did it all start, Cara?
Well, in Council last week, Trevor, I asked the Mayor if he would support putting up the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags on the Story Bridge to fly alongside the Australian flag. Mm. And he said, oh, it costs too much money, don't think that's something that we'll be able to do. And so we then said to the whole of the council, we asked for a vote to get the flags put up, and the council actually just said no, we're not going to do that at this time, and pushed it off basically into the never never. So
how long ago was that conversation going on?
We were in there for a few hours.
And when, like last month, last year?
Last week.
Oh, shut up. Okay.
Yeah, so 7 days ago, and yep. So just in the last week, we put the petition up that night. Yep. And we've had over 2,000 signatures since that time.
Ah. And look, when we had, when you look at it, Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Aboriginal flag there, which was looking at a cost of $25 million. I don't know how they got that figure. But anyway, there it is. It's flying. So, hello, Queensland should follow suit. Capital of Queensland.
That's right. And the Storybridge flags are much smaller than the Sydney Harbour Bridge flags. We've also had Melbourne. They've got the flags flying. So, you know, yeah. We think that Queensland needs to get with the program and get the flags flying.
Look, fantastic. So where do we go with this? Is there light at the end of the tunnel? What happens now with the so-called petition and the signatures?
Well, we just want to get as many people as possible to sign the petition. It's up on the Brisbane City Council website. That's where people can sign it, or jump onto my social pages and you'll see it's up there as well. And then we're going to present it to the mayor and show him that we have thousands of people who support this and are calling for it. He said on the day when we talked about this that, you know, no one had asked him for it. Well, now thousands of people are asking him for it.
There you go.
You know, hopefully he can deliver.
And this is a council thing, so... Miss Anna Palaszczuk has got nothing to do with this conversation?
No, this is for the Brisbane City Council at this stage. They look after the Story Bridge and they're responsible for the flags that fly on it. So, you know, never hurts to have the Premier come on board. But
well, exactly. Exactly.
It's a decision for the Mayor to make, and he's the Mayor of the city and it's up to him.
So let me ask that question. If Anna Palaszczuk came to the table and signed, is that an avenue that you would push as well? System,
no,
sign this.
No? No, ultimately it's going to be for the mayor. He gets the final say. Oh. And, Premier, unfortunately, doesn't have a say over this particular flying of the flags.
But it's up to
Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. So if anyone wants to get in touch with him and tell him they want to see it flying, that's not a bad thing to do.
All right, fantastic. Carver, when you look at the mob there in Sydney, they had knockbacks galore. So... the same thing may be applying here, but keep knocking on the door, Cara.
That's right. We won't be backing down.
Exactly. Now, so to all our mob across this country and non-Indigenous brothers and sisters as well, anybody can go on sign in the petition?
That's right.
Good. All right. Fantastic. And so it's on the Brisbane Council website?
Yep, on the council website, or you can jump onto my Facebook or Instagram, Councillor Cara Cook, and check it out there.
All right, fantastic. Well, good yarning with you. Thank you very much. Watching this very closely. And thank you for the yarn, sis.
Thanks, Trevor. Hopefully we have some good news for everyone soon.
Sounds good. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
Deadly yarn there. Cara Cook and Morningside Representative, Councillor. She's with the push for the petition asking Brisbane Council to fly the Indigenous flags on a Story Bridge. It gains thousands of signatures. So fantastic. So you might be want to support this movement. You can go online to the Brisbane Council webpage and sign the petition, or also check out Cara Cook, the councillor. It's on her webpage as well and her Facebook page. Cara, K-A-R-A, Cook. Let's cook a meal, you mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
I'm not going to be able to do it. Oya tell you poko china no. Oya tell you poko no rana no. Oni koko wari song kong kuwai tangiri ko. Apai ni ka penu ke konori ke menongone. Kasi na ni kui dari kintang ini panau na kumne ko. And the kongo wati on na pay. Ni kongo ya kani kiwi len. And I know why you with the needy go. Nay, see, Roy. You got a way to need a mina. No, only come out one now. We are go. If I did it out, if I did it out. Oh, nay, see, Roy.
Institutions. What could they do with this child? Where was the need solution? But there was nothing they could do, so they gave her to the streets, and she joined all the rest of the hungry and the tired feet. Slapped her around a little bit to teach
of the things that she was going through, but he was confused, so he ran away. She found him again, and here she is today.
The Sovereign Yidinji government is calling for persons who are interested in learning a foreign language. The Yidinji nation wants to take its message to the world and is putting together a series of classes in Portuguese and German. You can contact the Yidinji government through Facebook, just type in Yidinji Bama, or why not call the office on 0742114227. This message is brought to you by the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade of the SYG.
Hey, what's going on, your mob? It's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I'm driving out to home to see my family, and I'm wondering if this old car will make it gradually. Dust and the heat is really killing me. Haven't been up this way in years. There's a sign saying we're close, and with my time I'll make the most and spend my time with my family. We'll go out where we should be. I listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family. Won't be in a hurry. Spend my time
to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family.
Everybody!
I'll spend my time with my family. We'll go out where we should be. Listen to my grandfather's. Won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family. I'll spend my time with my family.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I want to give a big shout out to all the mob here in the area. Also, all the mob up there at Cape York, Torres Strait Island. Look, a beautiful big footprint. And speaking of Cape York, we're talking about a journey from the tip of Cape York all the way down to the toe of the mainland in Victoria. No, we're not talking Qantas, we're not talking Jetstar, we're not talking Greyhound buses, we're not even talking scooters. We're talking about running it, jogging, a marathon. And I'm going to talk to a deadly sister now, Ikana Murray Bartlett, who's a marathon runner, 32-year-old, and she's going to be doing the run, 6,200 k's from the most northern tip of Australia, east coast to the toe of mainland in Victoria, run for wildlife. And on with me in the studio, Ikana, a very good morning. How are you, my sister?
I'm good. Good morning. Right back at ya.
All right. We say to mob, who you mob, where you from? Ikana. Who's Ikana Murray Bartlett?
Yeah, I'm a southern girl, so I'm from Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I grew up in a very different place to where we are now. It was very, very cold down there, very green, very same rivers as up here, but yeah, very, very different. Lots of trails, lots of rainy mountain days. So.
Sure. And so here we are, got a 6,200K run. I just pulled my hamstring just thinking about that, my sister. So doing that run for wildlife. Mm. Let's talk about this this space in regarding our beautiful species in this country, our animals who live here too. Mm-hmm. And we as First Nation people are connected to our animals. Tell us the love, the passion, and why using this vehicle or your feet as the vehicle to promote it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I also have a very deep connection, as a lot of us do, with our native animals. I mean, mm-hmm. we are unfortunately leading the world in a biodiversity loss. So it's not really a world record that we can be proud of. We want to be protecting these animals that we share the trails with. And growing up in I guess, a really remote place, I spent all my time in the trails and through the valleys running with kangaroos and echidnas and wombats, and as I go back as an adult, it's a bit quieter. It just doesn't have the same vibrancy as it did when I was a kid. You know, I'd get covered in dirt and scratches and mozzie bites, and I'd be sweaty, and I'd come back at dusk, and I'd have a massive smile on my face, and that's the childhood that I want us all to have for generations to come. And it's looking like it's just turning into
scarce. That's the word we could use.
Yeah, absolutely.
With our beautiful animals. And so you want to do this run to put wildlife on the map.
Yeah, 100%. And sometimes you've got to do a big thing to take a stand.
Sure.
And so this world record attempt is almost a medium just to share a story. And that's what I'm doing.
Fantastic. And more power to you. And look, our love and our prayers are going out to our beautiful species. Let's talk about this run, 6,200 Ks. Of course, that's going to be broken up. How you'll do it? Have you had a team of people with you? How has this been recognised to the world or government in regard to your run?
Yeah, so it's 42.2 kilometres every day. So okay. No rest days, just one after the other after the other. So it's one marathon a day. So I am running it solo. My support crew is in terms of food and driving the camper trailer south because essentially I'm running south. So when I hit that 40K mark, then we camp and we go again the next day.
Okay.
So I need people pulling food and water. So I'm very, very humbled to have a crew around me that is supporting that. And then so the governing body is Guinness World Records. And so I need to have two witnesses every day to prove that I'm doing it.
Yes.
And GPS. So okay. I carry a GPS watch with me to just prove that I'm, you know, doing the actual distance and not jumping in a car.
Exactly. So we're talking 42 Ks a day. That's straight out 42 Ks running.
Yep. So it's one marathon.
How long will 42 Ks take?
It takes about, I'm going slower at the moment because I'm going consecutively. So it's taking me about 4 hours at the moment.
Okay. So 4 hours of running.
4 hours of running. Yeah. And then I'll eating a lot, so much food.
Exactly. Drinking a lot of water, And running from here up here in Far North Queensland, I reckon you'd be doing early runs, if not late afternoons.
I made that mistake day one. I left at 9:30. Too hot.
Don't do that. Hence my question. Yeah. Hello, George McFly. You in Far North Queensland now.
Oh, man. In Melbourne, you can leave at lunchtime and you're not going to warm up.
Exactly.
No, I leave very early. I leave at 5:30, quarter
to 6. Smarter, not harder.
Yeah, lesson learned.
So what time will you be running each day?
Yeah, so 5:30, I'm trying to head out the door now. So I'm usually done by 10:30, 11 at this point. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm getting...
And where you stop running, that's where you got to stay and camp and relax and unwind, what have you.
Yeah, unless it's on the side of a freeway, in which case I'll find a campsite. But yeah, I'll up in the Cape is great. There's campsites everywhere.
Good, yeah. Big,
real easy.
Big footprint, exactly. Exactly. And so you do that. And then so how long will that take you, 6,200 Ks?
155 days. So
155 days.
Yeah, long time.
For half a year.
Half a year, yep. So we're going to be back in Melbourne in January, probably the end of January.
Sure.
Long time.
Okay. Mm. So running with your phone up in the air as well.
Yep.
FaceTiming. Mum, put the kettle on. Nearly home.
Put some food on. I'm hungry.
This is fantastic. So you're doing it for the love and the passion of our wildlife, our species in this country. So how do you feel this is going to be a tool for looking for support for our wildlife?
Mm. So what I'm doing is I'm focusing on local extinction. So in every area, so where we are now, there's some specific animals that are at risk, like the southern cassowary or the spectacled fruit bat. So they're two animals here specifically, the tree kangaroo as well, that are at risk. So I'm sharing those stories of these specific animals.
Okay.
And then
as you run to each area,
do
your homework, research, find what animals are scarce, so to speak, and let's hone in on them.
Absolutely. And so I'm partnering with the Wilderness Society, who are my partner charity, and they're helping me with, you know, educating me on the specific animal and resources. And I'm actually raising money for the Wilderness Society. It's going directly back into protecting the animals.
Okay, talking about money, raising money. How can people support? Can they donate?
They can. So my goal is to raise $62,000, which is $10 per kilometre that I run. That's my goal.
Okay. Anything more than that, it's a bonus.
Oh, it's straight in my pocket.
Anything less than that, you mob, get organised, support this fantastic event.
Yeah. So it's
and
all,
how do they support Ikana?
Yeah, so it's all through Instagram. So Tip to Toe 2022. So I'm there with a link to donate. The daily struggles that I'm going through, the amazing animals I encounter, the fun stuff, the dirty stuff, all that.
Yeah, beautiful, fantastic. How long did you have this thought process? When did you decide, you know, I'm gonna go for a jog?
Yeah.
You know, for my animals.
For the animals.
How'd you plan this?
It was a childhood dream when I was a little tacker, when I was just, and, you know, I had the same dream, you know, to be in a band and, you know, an astronaut. And I just, you know, they did fade away. And then COVID hit and I thought, you know what? This is one that I really still want to do. I hung on to the dream. And I'm actually, I come from a background of competitive marathon racing.
Mm.
And as you and I both know, COVID stopped us all in our tracks.
Mm.
So I had all this fitness and all this motivation and stubbornness and nowhere to put it.
Okay.
And so I thought, all right, well, now is the time.
Let's look after our fur babies.
Exactly.
Let's do this. Exactly. Fantastic. All right. So I was going to ask you, have you been training? But you're a marathon runner anyway.
I stopped training for this. I didn't want to overdo it at the start line. Yeah. I wanted to be healthy, so I just ate a lot of food, put on a little bit of weight, so I had a bit of reserve energy.
Yeah, gotcha.
Got myself healthy and strong, and yes. then I just I'm doing okay. it as I go.
So in your run and with your team of people, there'd be like a masseur or like a
I've been stopping at towns for physio as I've needed.
That's what I'm thinking, and yeah. along those lines, the professional to look after that yep. body that's going to carry you 6,200 k's.
Yep. I've had 3 physio appointments since I started, and that's a month in. So I've needed it. My left leg in particular is feeling it, but it's nothing you can't push.
Okay, so when do you start this run?
I've started. I'm on my way through.
Hence you're here in Cairns.
Hence
excuse
I'm here
me.
In Cairns.
Okay. I'm talking to you as if I'm thinking that, okay, next week you're starting to run, holding the stick there where the tip of Cape York.
Yep.
No, you've already done that.
I'm 27 days in, so it took me, I'm 1,150 k's.
Like you just got out of bed. You woke up and come for a cup of tea. You've been running. Cape York. I stink.
I came straight from my run.
You stink, but you're beautiful. So you're here in Cairns now. So here's your Cairns journey from Cape York.
Mm-hmm.
So when do you leave Cairns?
I'm going to leave Cairns. The amazing people at Young Henry's are putting on a bit of a shindig at Source Brewing tomorrow night. So
okay.
I'm going to be here in Cairns tomorrow to help promote and raise more money for the Wellness Society. And we're
sure.
going to have some beer and relax. And
good.
Then the next day I'll head south.
Okay, so
Saturday.
Five o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, really early. Yep,
so when the run, now you've virtually left the wilderness in regarding Cape York and
mm-hmm.
the sealed and unsealed roads. Now you're virtually on highway. So you'd be travelling on the Bruce Highway all the way down Cairns, Brisbane,
I'm going to avoid the Bruce Highway because it's a bit dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't like running on the road at all. You don't see any animals. You don't see
okay.
any, you know, so I'm
going
to...
So you're going inland, you're going Tablelands or
going...
Yeah,
I'm
going
to go Tablelands. Go
so,
up over the mountains.
Okay, you're running here, Cairns. Where are you going? Up to Coranda?
Coranda.
Or, okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to run up the Coranda Range.
I am.
Too
yep.
deadly.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep. I want to get in the bush.
Yeah, sure. Fair enough. I hear
yeah.
you. And so with your vehicle that's traveling with you, it's got signs there and
yep.
watch out runner, but you know, for safety, but also promoting what you're doing?
Yeah, they
good.
Do. Yep. So it has a big tip-to-toe sign on the front. But when I'm in the trails, there's no vehicle access. So
yeah.
we just generally rendezvous. So they'll meet me 40 k south. And if I don't make it, they'll come.
Look
come
for you.
Behind me.
Come look for you.
Fingers crossed.
What a flat tire.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
listen, congratulations. Thank you very much, Leon, and more power to you. I think it's fantastic. And speaking up for our beautiful brothers and sisters, our wildlife that can't speak,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing just that. So, Ikana Murray Bartlett, thank you so very much. Keep doing what you're doing. And to all our deadly listeners out there, they can look at the tip2toe2022.com
mm-hmm.
and they can donate that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
beautiful.
They can.
All
thank
right.
you so much.
Thank you. All the best to you, my sister. We'll talk soon.
We will.
All right. Too deadly. A beautiful yarn there. Look, I was trying to catch my breath here just making that yarn. I mean, she's running 6,200 k's and I'm talking about, yeah, you're going to start the run? She's in Cairns, so she already started it.
No,
shut
so
up. Yeah, exactly.
So
you're in the background yarning up. But fantastic. You're tuned into your daily National Talkback program, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. So if you're going to run anywhere, then get on the phone and run a yarn with me. National Tall Black, 1-800-422-416.